Yuma Perek Dal Mishnah Dal. B'chol Yoyim Hayachoyse B'shel Kesef U'ma'orim B'toich Shel Zov. Every single day, again, Mesechas Yuma, we always describe the Seder HaAvodah Yoyim Yoyimi Kneged whatever is miyuchid for the Seder HaAvodah of Yom Kippur. And over here, since Keteris is brought every day, so we describe the differences between the Seder HaKtorah of the Keteris B'Yom Kippur, which was done B'minim Yuchid Dekha'ifin, Lumas the rest of the year. The rest of the year, it was Choyse B'Shel Kesev. The Mishnah in Tomid describes the Seder HaAvodah. Remember that there was a pious Chadoshim Lakteris. So one coin was Zeichet to the Avodah of the Akteris, Keteris on the Mizbech HaZov, Mizbech HaPnimi. But there was another Chelik of the Avodah also that's described, which is the Chatias HaKcholim. Another coin was Zeichet to the pious, and he went up on the Mizbech, and he was choyse, he dug into the gechon, the coals that were on the Mizbech, on the Mareches HaEitzim, second Mareches HaEitzim, that was Miyuchid Lekach. The Rav brings the details over here. And he went in, he was holding on to the shovel, the machter, with the gecholim, he went in with the makdir. The makdir is holding the kaf. The kaf has the keteris on it. Kaf achas le keteris. So he's holding the kaf, the makdir himself, the lucky kohen who has the haktorah, and his friend who was zoicha is the choysa. He's zoicha to go into the heichu with him. The choysa spreads the gecholim on the mizbeach hazov. He goes out, and then the one who's makdir lo yish itoy avoidas haktoras. Haktoras has to be done only by the kohen in the pnim. Not even the Kodesh Kadoshim Dik Avoida has to be done v'lo yovei ish ite b'voya la Kodesh. But even, the Pasuk says, in Shmois, even the Makter of the Keteris also has to have solitude in the Kodesh. And therefore the Choyso went out. He was Meshtachav and he went out after he was Mefazel the Gecholam on the Mizbech Hazov. And his friend, the one who was Zoicha in the Keteris, would be Makter. So the way it was done is, normally the choyse was done with a kli of kesef. Uma'ara b'teich shel zov, it was put into the kli of zohov. Because only a kli zov is roi to come, lefnim, lefnei Hashem, the heichel. Masha'enkin, the going up onto the mizbech, that can be done with kli kesef. More than that, the Gemara explains that Atar Chosal Mamonish in Yisrael, and the heat of the flames and the digging into the column wears away at the gold very quickly. They would have to keep on replacing the clay Zohov. So they did it from Kesef, which is much much more durable and at the same time much cheaper. The Hayoim, however, on Yom Kippur, they didn't. They upgraded. Choyse b'shel Zohov u'bohoyim achnis. There's two reasons. First of all, Yom Kippur. Now, you could ask, L'chaira, Zov in the Kodesh HaKadoshim doesn't belong because En Kateganas is Senega, but it's not the actual Kli that's used for the Avodah. The Kli that would be used for the Avodah, which would be a Kateger, B'mokum Senega, would be if the Kohen Gadol would be wearing Big Day Zov, and that not. But to carry in the Gecholim, for that, no, that you could bring in Shal Zov, U'bohei Machnes. It's another reason as well, not to make him have to switch it from, since he was doing the whole thing himself, the Kohen Gadol usually was older and shvacher, so to have to switch from one kli to another, we weren't matriachim. B'chol yoyim choyse b'shal abas kabin u'ma'or mitoich shel shloisha kabin. This means like this. The tzuras hamitzvah of going into the Kodesh was with a machto that was full to the brim of gecholim. The measure that it needed really was shalosh kabin. However, when the kohen who was the choyse went up to the mizbeach, if he would fill up the machter fully to the brim with three kabin, one that has three kabin, and he would bring it and he would carry it down, a decent amount would spill on the long walk down the kabbish. So, Mele, for practical purposes, they filled up the machter with a machter of Abos Kavin on top, and they switched it on the bottom to make it, when he was on the level ground, put it in a second machter that was three. This way it should be full. So this is what the Mishnah is pointing out over here. Machter choyse b'shal Abos Kavin, and then it's poured. Umarim etech shel shloishes kaven. Hayoyim choyse b'shel shloishes kaven. Ubohe yemachnis. Again, not to be matir to kohen gadol, to have to go from kli to kli. Rabbi Yosi yoyim b'chol yoyim choyse b'shel so'o. Umarim etech shel shloishes kaven. Rabbi Yosi is the same thing, just different numbers. B'chol yom yel, they took a much bigger kli. They took a choyse b'shel so'o. A so'o is six kaven. It's a lot bigger than the four. 50% larger. But at the end of the day, the effect is the same. Maor b'tech shel shloishes kaven. V'ayoyim, choyse b'shel shloishes kaven u'boi yamachnis. He would take it exactly with that. B'chol yom choyse kvedo. So it follows with what we're saying. V'ayoyim kalo. Today was easier. Today was lighter. But this doesn't mean just the amount that was in the machta or how big the machta was. What this is talking about is the material that the machta was made out of. It could have thicker walls. It's more durable. Or you could have the kli that was used on Yom Kippur was a thinner kli, so it's a lighter. It wasn't as heavy. It didn't take as much kech out of the Kohen Gadol. B'chol yom ha'isi yada k'tzara. The handle was short. Only long enough to hold it. On Yom Kippur, they made a longer handle. It's easier to hold something with a longer handle because when you're holding something with a short handle, you're holding the whole weight of the cholim that's in the kli, you're holding it with your hand. If it has a longer handle, you could hold it with your hand but put it under your arm, and the under the arm will support the weight that the Kohen Gadol is holding in his hand. So Hayom, they made a longer handle. Here's another chilek into Santa Maisa. There's two shades of gold. There's a shade of gold that's called Yoroik. Yoroik, by the way, all over Shas, it's not an idea that's worth having, does not mean green in the regular sense. Legabe Maris Dam certainly does not mean a green Mar. There's no such thing. Legabe Esroigim, this Yoroik Kikarsi, that's not, Yoroik Kikarsi is not a dark green. But Yoroik that we have in the Mishnah is talking about yellow. There is yellow automatically has somewhat of an attire to green, by definition. There's a certain undertone of yellow in green. I'm not talking about dark green, I'm talking about light green. Light green is, you could see the yellow in it. So Melech Chazal's definition of yoroik means a yellowish type of gold. Vayoyim odoim, and had a reddish glint. It was more expensive. Divrei Rabbi Menachem. B'chol yoyim makriv pras v'shachas v'pras ben avayim. The pras over here refers to a chatzi mona, which means the weight of chamishim dinorim. Cheshbon is that not negay over here. Vayoyim moisiv meloi chofnov. Today he added to that measure meloi chofnov because it was a separate avoid over here called chafina. B'chol yoyim hoisa daka, vayoyim daka mena daka. We say that every day by Pitum Keteris in the Braisa. Why? Because the Torah says, even though the Torah normally says Keteres Sam Daka, but in the Avodah of Yom Kippur, the Torah speaks out also Keteres Sam Daka. So the Gemara learns out that means Daka Mina Daka. They ground it up more finer than fine. The Seder Avodah that's described in the Tanur Rabban that we say by davening is that they made a large amount every year of 368 manim, Pras B'Shachas and Pras B'Na'avayim, at 365 days, there are 3 days left, 3 manim left. And they ground that up, and from that came out the chelik of Yom Kippur. Mishnah Hey. B'chol yoyim kehanim oylem b'mizrochi shel kevesh v'yordim b'marovi. Here again, we have the contrast between the kehanim and the kohen gadol. And again, a lot of the theme over here in the chelukim has to do with preserving the koyach, the strength of the kohen gadol. Kehanim oylem b'mizrochi shel kevesh v'yordim b'marovi. When they went up, so they went up to the top of the kevesh, and there's a klal called pnei shatapoinet lo yu ela derech yamin. The kevesh being on the doroim, on the southern side of the mizbech, by going up towards the tzofoin, automatically what's going to come out is facing right is mizrach. That's what it says over here. So he goes on that side b'mizrochi shel kevesh. The Yordan b'marovo comes down the side where he comes down. The Ayoyim Kohen Gadol Oyle b'emtza v'yoyed b'emtza. We don't make him make a sivuv. Again, al sekoyach. to explain that a little bit more. When he went up in the Mizrach, we don't want him walking across the Mizbech. The Mizbech is not a place to take a walk, 16 amos wide, to take a walk across. He had to go all the way around, to his Pony Yeminoi, which is Mizrach, and he goes all the way around on the edge of the Mizbech, and then he comes down on the Mairu side. Yordim b'maravoy, again, he comes in Derech Yemin. When he's circling the Mizbech, he goes in a counterclockwise direction from the Tzad Mizrach to the Tzad Mairuv. Over here, the Kohen Gadol, we don't want him to have to go around Shalal Tzarech. There's more than that also. The Kohen Gadol, we want to show the Chavivus of Klal Yisrael of Nei Amokim. The Kohen Gadol is like is Hamish. He walks on the Kevesh and he walks up in the middle. He's Oyla Derech HaMelech. So Mele, he's Oyla Bamtza V'Yerid Bamtza. Reb Yehuda Oymer. La'olam Kohen Gadol Oyla Bamtza V'Yerid Bamtza. That Chavivus, that Gadlus of going up Bamtza V'Yerid Bamtza, that always the Kohen Gadol. The same way Kohen Gadol is Makriv Barosh. So Mele over here also. V'chol Yoyim Kohen Gadol M'kadish Yodah V'Raglam M'Nakiyor. From the regular Kila. V'Yoyim M'Nakiten Shel Zov. There was a special Kli that was made B'Miyuchod for the Kohen Gadol for Yom HaKippur. There's no din, by the way. We spoke in the previous parakim about the chalois that's chal al yod v'raglav for the Mei Kiyor. There's no din that it has to be dafka from the Kiyor. It has to be that the water was niskadish in a klisharis. In order for the water that he's being roichet al yod v'raglav to turn his yodayim v'raglayim into a klisharis, it has to be that the water has kedushas klisharis. It could be any klisharis. L'maisa, the Rishonim bring, comes from Yerushalmi, that it could be there's a lechetchila, yes, to do from the Kiyor of the Kanoi, the Kli that was set up, the Psukim of Roshim, that there's a mitzvah to make a Kiyor of the Kanoi. But it could very well be, there's a whole meduber, in the Yerushalmi, and Biskirov has Torah on it, the Kiddush Rishon, remember that there were five tefillos in Asar Kiddushin. Every time there was a shinoi in the begodim, there was a tefillah, and there was every avodah, there was a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. It could be that the hosafos of the continued kiddush yadayim v'raglayim were b'miyuchad al tzim kippur. So those were done the kitin shel zov. But the first kiddush in the beginning of the day, that has a din, it's the regular Kohen. The Kohen going in. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is no different than any other Kohen going in. Every Kohen L'moshel who was Mishtatav in Avodah on Yom Kippur also was Mekadosh Yod V'Raglov from the Kiyor Kaneh. There's a Lechetchila to use the Kiyor Kaneh, like we're saying. Then that would apply in the Kohen Gadol. What you have to say is the reason why they were able to make a Kiddush Shel Zov is for the other Kiddushin, which are not Alts the Etzem Din of Klisharis. That Din of Klisharis, the Chalois, was chal on him from the morning. And that, maybe they made from the Kiyor and the Kanoi. So that seems to be the discussion to Yerushalmi, and that's what the Briskerov is fataiching in Hilchos Yom HaKippur and Perek Beis, whether the first Kiddush of the morning was also part of the Seder Avodah of Yom Kippur, or that was Pashat Atziz Din of Kol HaShana Kula, of a regular Kohen, being Oibi, that he has to wash his hands and feet. But that's the Mishnah, that Kohen Gadol Mekadosh Yod V'Raglav Menakito In Shel Zov.